Heat, high tides, and a week of watching the skies. The National Weather Service is tracking above normal heat Monday across inland valleys and mountains, including the Santee, El Cajon, and Lakeside corridors, with minor heat risk in those areas and major heat risk in the deserts. Monsoonal moisture will drive scattered afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms through the mountains and deserts through Wednesday, with the strongest storm potential on Monday and Tuesday. A cooling trend is expected to begin Tuesday. The coastal flood advisory remains in effect through 11 p.m. Wednesday. Astronomical high tides forecast above 7 feet, arriving between approximately 8 and 9:30 p.m. each evening, create minor overflow risk in low beach areas and coastal parking lots. With the Horizon and Hugo's fires still carrying no public containment data, the afternoon thunderstorm windows over the mountains carry elevated lightning ignition risk. Community events this week include the Pacific Beach Tuesday Farmers Market on August 11th from 2 to 7 p.m., the Little Italy Mercato on August 12th from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and the North Park Farmers Market on August 13th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. In Santee, the summer concert series closes Thursday, August 13th, with Betamax performing 1980s music from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Town Center Community Park East. Santee residents can use the Cameron Family YMCA activity pool at no charge on Saturday, August 15th in 3 sessions. Proof of residency is required. The Padres host the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at 6:40 p.m. at Petco Park, Portuguese Heritage Celebration Night, with a superhero pocket tee for the first 40,000 fans. After entering the week at 61-57 following a 7-2 win over Houston on Sunday, the San Diego Wave FC hosts Denver Summit FC on Friday, August 14th at 7 p.m. at Snapdragon Stadium, streaming on NWSL+. Policy activity resumes at scale the week of August 18th, when both the City Council and the County Board of Supervisors return from recess. The Santee City Council meets Wednesday, August 12th at 6:30 p.m. for a session that includes a general plan amendment second reading and potential movement on a sales tax ballot measure. A meeting worth watching for residents tracking that city's fiscal direction.